Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The NutriMedical Report, and we have Gary Richard Arnold. And Gary, we've got lots of stuff to cover today, haven't we?
Well, yeah, the world is going at a faster pace each and every hour.
I'm gonna make a comment here. Just a few minutes ago, someone called my studio home, and his first name was Philip. I'm not going to give him the recommendation of the last name, but he said, if you said 2 days ago, if you're not a Trump supporter, you should be killed. Now, the left are so out of unhinged, they're going to make accusations that we in the right are suggesting violence against the left. We're not. We want dialogue. We do not want violence. I'll tell you what we do want. We want to have discussion with people about things like national health care, borders, immigration, the protection of intellectual property with nations that we should be doing trade with, like China and Russia. But we sure as hell don't want to see the situation deteriorate where left and right are at the point where you're going to be at a restaurant and somebody either physically assaults you or yells at you at a gas station so you have to leave before you get your gas, like Mad Maxine wants. We don't want a situation where then they try to make excuses like Maxine in the hallway the other day and wouldn't answer the questions of the reporter asking, did she actually try to incite violence that they would harass staff of Donald Trump so they would eventually, quote, not hang with him anymore? Or be his employees? Is that what they're actually saying? Is the obstructionist to the point where they're going to call my office and suggest that I suggested that if somebody's not a Trump supporter, they should be killed? Shut the hell up, idiots out there. I am a Christian Hebrew believer, and I don't believe in violence against anybody. I'll tell you one thing, though. I believe in defense. If I was at a restaurant and Maxine Waters came up to me and she was spitting in my face or about to punch me or my relatives, I would pepper spray her. And if someone hauled out a weapon, a knife or a gun or whatever, I would meet it with something much nastier. But I wouldn't be looking for violence. I would be there to respond to it, whether it comes to my home or my restaurant or at a gas station. I think it's obscene that people think they can incite violence, like do a proxy beheading of the president at a park, and think it's okay. And people make obscene statements trying to incite violence and think they try to backwalk it and pretend they're not. I'm not inciting violence. I want us to have a dialogue. And if the left are really serious about fixing immigration or fixing the borders or fixing the poor in this country, and there's lots of poor people in Appalachia and elsewhere besides the people that are trying to arrive at our doorstep to get jobs, I believe in Bracero too, but we have to vet people so we don't let MS-13 come in or people wander in off the border and think all of a sudden if they stay long enough, they become a citizen. It's obscene. And what we need to do is have dialogue, not violence. So I don't promote any violence. So you, Philip, you can go to hell. And anybody who thinks that Dr. Deagle is going to support violence, but if you bring violence to me, you're going to get a hell of a lot more than you bargained for, but don't do it. Don't do it. That's why we have strength through, you know, negotiations through strength. If we have a strong military, we can talk to Russia and China. We can work out how to denuclearize, which is the main thing with Putin. We can have a missile defense system like LaRouche talked about back 35 years ago, where we have brilliant pebbles and zones. We stop incoming missiles, not only carrying nuclear, but chemical and biological weapons. And nobody, even proxy nations like North Korea, can hurt us. If we share the technology, we become literally a collective organism that's blind and colorblind to different tongues and different skin colors, where we all realize we're part of the human race. So for someone to suggest that Dr. Deagle, who's a believing Christian and a promoter of godliness, would suggest violence against someone because they have a different geopolitical viewpoint, you are a nutball and you need to go to hell, okay? You need to listen up and realize I'm trying to promote peace and dialogue, but don't bring violence to my door. You'll get a lot more than you bargained for. Don't go and threaten to beat me up at a gas station or yell at me or think you're going to get away with violence, but I will not seek out violence anywhere. Don't do it. And that's why I think the left are getting to the point they're unhinged. They're going to, like this shooting that happened at this publishing house, was simply a revenge hit. This is the kind of thing that we need to be monitoring social media. I'm sure this guy came up on somebody's radar, and they should have intervened and got him, because we need to have mental health to deal with people like this. We need to have metadata to know and track people that are basically unhinged. We need to know if mosques are preaching Sharia law and violence inside America. We need to know if anybody, it doesn't matter if you're Muslim or non-Muslim, is preaching to harm anybody else. And we have lots of data about these school shootings. So when I hear this kind of thing, I want people to understand that we need solutions. It says, my people perish for lack of vision. Vision comes from compassion, from questions you ask after prayer, from consideration and dialogue. And if we have dialogue, we'll have solutions. That's why we see President Trump. He's willing to dialogue. When people complained about the fact that the letter of the law was separating children and parents, he passed an executive order stopping it. But that means we open up our military bases to, 10,000 families just in the last few months that arrived here? This is not a solution. This is a temporary stopgap, isn't it?
For California.
Yeah, this is a temporary stopgap. This is not a solution. And the dumb Democrats will say they want a solution. They don't want one. Because even the weak immigration bill, which is no good because it was not going to fix the problems, what we need is we need more seats in Congress and Senate so the Republicans, including the independent representative we just had on, Keisha Rogers, the opposite of Al Green in Houston, needs to get elected so we can actually fix the damn problem, make America great and safe again, make America, not just MAGA, M-A-S-A, make America safe again, and make the world a better economy so people aren't desperate to leave from El Salvador and Honduras, and make America not support terrorists and dictators or our drug cartels working in collaboration with the deep state to bring in drugs to destroy our young people and trillions of dollars going to black op projects. That's what we need to stop. And when we face that music, we won't have people making stupid comments of, if you're not a Trump supporter, you needed to be killed. How ridiculous is that? Is that to paint somebody like me and calling my office that we're like Nazis or totalitarian maniacs that want to go out and start killing people that are non-Republicans? How crazy is that? That is obscene, isn't it?
Well, what it is, it's the apparatchiks that come, that are ordered from very high up to stop the dialogue, because dialogue, they're losing too many people. Because once they start sniffing around the facts, the conspirators lose. And so they need the intimidation, and they also need to stop the dialogue.
They also need to mislabel people. They mislabel them. They talk about saying Trump because they pushed people out of the conferences when he had that were actually yelling and screaming and trying to disrupt his stadia, that somehow Trump is going to pay for the legal defense for someone punching someone in the face. Trump doesn't propose and try to promote anything like Maxine Waters to punch someone in the face or harm them. How crazy is that to make statements about Trump saying he's willing to do this? Have you ever seen any on camera or any evidence that he ever did anything like that? I know.
I don't think it's crazy at all. It's deliberate. This is warfare. And this
right. But this is what I call psychic warfare by these maniacs to paint somebody like me or Trump or anybody that doesn't want violence and wants dialogue. And with all of this aggravation of Russiagate, Trump's got so much done, it's mind-boggling. The number of regulations he's removed, the number of new jobs he's created, $7 trillion more in the economy. And we're having a dialogue with North Korea now, Russia, and China, which we don't have a dialogue with. We will eventually have a thermonuclear war. Most of the U.S. population will disappear in a thermonuclear vapor cloud of hyper radioactive dust. And people don't get that. They don't get it that we have a choice. We can, try to create a future for everybody, which includes Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, but also let's flush down these bad ideas. I mean, that's not this new socialist in New York or poppy-eyed socialist who wants to be prez. I don't know what's wrong with her, but, four of the ideas she has are Bernie Sanders are reasonable things to kind of think about, but how do you implement them? How do you implement reasonable cost housing for people that can't earn a lot of money? How do you have a reverse tax? How do you have a system that's not socialist, total totalitarian control that killed 200 million people in the 20th century in Russia and China and elsewhere? How do you implement something that doesn't turn America into Venezuela? How do you do that?
Well, you do it by proselytizing communism and the welfare state in the poor areas. What they do is they hook up to become dependent, and we see what happens at these welfare states. They're able to go ahead with their extermination, and that's exactly what they're going for now. I think they're pretty satisfied with the technology and the areas that they'll allow to live, but they're very intent on reducing the world's population. And protocols from, the Georgia protocols, Georgia Guidestone protocols,
right,
are in effect, and they're hyping them up, and they're using
aren't they?
Every way they can.
They are indeed.
Get the ultimate.
Back. So, Gary, I'm sure you have some information that you have that you want to share today in terms of some of the deep state. And, you know, we try to put it together in such a way that people start to understand that the deep state is not an anomaly. It's not just McCabe or Andy. It's not just Mr. Strzok, who's got, and we talked about this yesterday with Scott Adams. And by the way, I'll fix up the audio because I think I had some screwed up audio where two tracks were at the same time. That'll be fixed. Both here and on Revolution Radio and over, it wasn't on our main show because we just put the tracks up on our show. The show is Scott Adams. But he made it very clear that the deep state has gradually mutated each time with more and more aggressive, what I call political genotypic mutations. The last one was the Patriot Act and the 9/11. And since that time, the deep state literally thinks it's become the mama and the papa. It's the basically Patreon or controls of the entire population. That's why the deep state and the bankers literally think they run Earth already, and they just wonder why we don't get it, that our publicly voted politicians really don't matter, because we're either caught in corruption or they're manipulated by the deep state. It's disturbing, isn't it?
Well, what's happened is, you know, a lot of these government, what we see is government buildings and so forth that the bureaucrats occupy, and that some of our elected show up once in a while to rubber stamp what they're told to rubber stamp. The real business, including that of the deep state, meaning taking people to be assassinated, people to have bad things happen to them, people to promote so that they can exercise policy in one place or another. A lot of that is not sitting there at the Justice Department. It's off-site. You can go back to the University of Oklahoma where they train Skull and Bones, but when you see their placements from these secret societies, you know, they end up in foundations and the heads of banks and the various industries and so forth. So a lot of the decisions and the goings on and the consequences we suffer are not made at government, no matter how many halls that they put microphones in. It's
right.
Be a Rockefeller estate or a offsite near a Bilderberger meeting or a
exactly, yeah,
economic forum or the Aspen Institute. These guys meet seven or eight times a year, depending.
Right.
And that's where the real action takes takes place.
Right.
We only see the residue in those that are supposedly talking for us. But this thing is coordinated, and
right,
people are getting closer. They're getting a little bit smarter, but they've got to do the jump and understand that they are under fire. You're talking about a Texas congressman today, Louis Gohmert from Texas, said that he's convinced that people on his staff, he says his staff and everybody that goes in and out of his office is being cataloged by the Justice Department. So he's saying all those guys meaning congressmen, are, you know, under the microscope. And the threats that Rod Rosenstein did to various staff members for the
he's got a lot of nerve, hasn't he? I saw his body language and his facial positions when he's responding to questions from the members of the Intel committees. He's an arrogant SOB, isn't he?
Right, and the reason he's that arrogant is because he thinks he's, you know, he's safe. For all the information they have, and they've got information on literally every one of those congressmen.
Right.
And there's reasons why Jeff Sessions and Dowdy, you know, moves around on the board is probably because of something that's happened in their personal life. It can't be as bad as being a traitor to your country, though. I think you had to bite the bullet if you
right.
did something embarrassing, or, you know, you stole from the right. The gum machine. I think you need to, you know, step up for the country.
Right. Well, what I see happening is hard to believe. Don't you find it a little hard to believe sometimes when you see what's going on?
Yep.
Now, the fact is, though, a lot of people want to think of it as just an anomaly. It's an anomaly of, oh, it's McCabe, it's Comey, it's a few top guys. No, no, no. This has penetrated fairly deep into the intel agencies. What people need to understand is it's not just the top layer. There's tentacles going down deep into the body of the intel agencies that are working on things like Fast and Furious. Look at Fast and Furious during the last administration, during Obama. He was in contempt of Congress. He never went to jail, did he? Right?
No.
Look at Uranium One. Look at the fact that they actually passed this through 8 agencies and they managed to get it to okay to give 20% of uranium to the Russians. Look at the $145 million that went out to the Clinton Foundation through donations through the kind of the schemes that's going on here. And you're a Clinton. I'm looking at Clinton here now, who is holding her hands up and she looks like some kind of a ghost. Hillary calls for strength to resist Trump. Obama, you are right to be concerned. Mega donor calls for nuclear war. Michael Moore, we have to put our bodies on the line. These are all just like taglines on Drudge. I mean, these people are seriously unkiltered, evil destroyers of American civilization, the rule of law, and anything decent in terms of dialogue. That's why I'm going to get a call from this guy, Philip. I'm going to be talking to this maniac later and saying, where did you get this kind of BS? This has not been said in the show.
Well,
why would you assume that Dr. Deagle, who does a radio show about wellness, would make a statement to suggest that anybody other than Trump should be killed? That's pretty inflammatory, man. That's very inflammatory. That's to try to say to my audience, Deagle's a killer. He wants to kill anybody other than Trump supporters. Are you kidding? That's the kind of foolishness you had to hear Maxine Walters or some other people to things like, you know, hey, we got to get rid of ICE. If you got rid of ICE and have MS-13 everywhere with Cynthia Nixon out there and again in the East Coast, former actress, these people are unhinged. They're crazy. And when I hear comments like this, I have to tell people, I said, no, the unhinged people are the globalists, both rhinos, but mainly Democrats, and mainly people that are calling for things like resist, resist, resist. I'm thinking, okay, they want to raise taxes. They want open borders. They want free housing and free health care. They don't know how to pay for it. And they're looking at you, poppy-eyed, shaking their head. Yeah, you got to believe me. Ocasio-Cortez says, you know, I want to be president. I'm thinking, damn it, if you're president, we're all going to die. How's that?
Well, you got Michael Moore. I don't know where the Treasury Department is with their Secret Service when he says we got to put our bodies on the line.
What does he mean by that? Does he mean that we're going to physically confront people? This is the kind of thing that results in violence. As they say... What I have said is if you visit violence by coming down to my home, like over the last 13 and a half years, I periodically hit death threats. And I said, look, the IP addresses of your computers, we have them, and your local authorities are coming to get you. If you're stupid enough to come through my gate with a weapon and you're going to try to harm me and my family, you're going to die. You're not going to have a bad day. But I don't want to visit violence on people. I want to make sure, though, if they try to visit on me, they're going to get a lot worse than they bargained for. But there's no way I'm ever going to threaten anybody to suggest, oh, well, you need to kill non-Republicans. Most of these people are either been, if you want to call it, received the swan song from the harpies that say that socialism will fix everything, which we know it doesn't. Or, my idea, by the way, of reverse tax is not socialism. Okay? My idea of national health care and a VAT, which is not controlled by the state, as soon as the state touches anything, it turns into garbage. turns into horse manure. You don't want socialism. Back. And so, Gary, let's talk about more specifics. If we want to imagine what should happen between now and 2018, 2020, what's the two or three things you'd like to see happen?
Wow.
Why don't you let me throw them out and then you respond. How's that? Because I'm always ready. You know that, right?
Okay.
Number one, I would like to see... Let me finish, okay? Number one, I would like to see Trump campaign more for all the senators and Congress people that need to support Trump. And that means getting rid of the non-Trump supporting the Republicans and go to areas where Trump got a massive amount of support through his vote against various people. For example, he's meeting with the senators to talk about who's going to get support for his candidate for Supreme Court to replace Kennedy. Number two, I would like to see that we don't talk about immigration anymore until after the election, because no matter what we decide, the Democrats are going to use it as a battering ram against the Republicans, trying to pretend they don't want it, that the Republicans don't want to solve it. The actual Republicans want to solve it. The Democrats absolutely want to keep it as an election issue. So what I'd like to see a situation where we stop trying to pretend that the Democrats want to solve anything. Their whole idea is to obstruct and actually cause problems for everybody. And their whole idea is they're not going to do anything that's going to disrupt that ability to disrupt the situation, are they?
So, although I want to make sure, because I hear other hosts doing this, and I understand why we talk about Democrats, but we've got to look at the Republicans.
Exactly. Now, the run of Republicans, what I want to see Trump do is selectively call out those people who aren't Republican supporters and put in candidates to knock them off. I'm not just talking about knocking off the Dems. Knock off the dead Republicans that won't support him. For example, they got 193 votes for the Goodlatte bill. But I'm sure there's more Republicans that can show up. Maybe they wouldn't have got 218, which I think they needed to pass it. But just look at the Senate. I mean, we got rid of John McCain, who actually killed the health bill, which went through the House and would have passed through the Senate. That would have fixed a lot of things in health care. Now, Trump's doing what I recommended, which is take health apart piece by piece, like pass the VA choice bill, pass a bill to make drugs cheaper by putting things together, pass a bill to allow small businesses to join large groups or collectives so they can get better rates on insurance. What Trump is doing is what I suggested, which is to take it apart piece by piece. I want to see what's called a functional medicine bill, where we basically do functional testing on anybody, and we have it set up so it's paid by something like a VAT or value-added tax, so people can find out what's wrong with them long before they get symptoms, and then while they're getting well, whether they're seeing a regular doctor, a natural doctor, chiropractor, naturopath, whatever, they can get evidence-based help. Number three, I want to see where we actually, put money in to try to, we call, prevent illness, and that means getting better quality food, better quality life, and don't start forcing vaccines. There's a number of countries around the world where they force vaccines, like in Italy. Finally, the populist leaders are getting rid of them. So I want to see Trump pass not only a bill for health care after 2018, which I think he will. My guess is I think he's going to get 6 more senators and 14 more Congress critters, I call them, not men or women, Congress critters, in the 2018 election. And I think if he can start getting his real agenda is, which is to make not only America great again, but also make other countries safe again. Which means we don't need to have, 10,000 or 11,000 families housed in military bases that are starving to death coming up to our borders, doing a very great transition, which I think is evil to do to their kids, by bringing them across the desert so they go to coyotes, they have to take the birth control pill because these girls are being raped all the way to the border. I think it's an obscenity that we have lots of embassies that we can have a bracero work program for some of these people. But on site, we can actually start taking apart the cartels. We should sell the new Mexican prime minister that's being voted in, or presidente, that we're going to come down with our Delta Force and we're going to kill the cartel guys. And we have to understand that a lot of our deep state are directly involved with the cartels. That's why Fast and Furious was giving guns to our affiliate cartels against other cartels. Okay, the Cali cartel against this cartel, that cartel. So,
you know, Mexico has more millionaires than any other country in the world. See,
right.
You know, they've got the same palsy-wowsy oligarchical cliques that function there. So they're allowing the cartels to do the enforcement. They're the equivalent of a communist arm to do their dirty work and to keep the peasants being peasants. And what middle class they have, it keeps them in line because they roll ahead across a barroom floor every year or so to let them know who's really in charge. But for us to allow this to happen, for caravans to go all the way through Mexico, is an act of war by those oligarchs. And it is the patsy game that's been played with the K Street, you know, the various governments in Central and South America that have been, you know, playing ball with the multinationals that allow them.
Right.
And you can look at the same terrible crisis that's happening in China. The people there don't dare do anything, or it means death, literally. And that's what they're doing here now with these, as you say, Democrats and these globalists in both parties are trying to shut up their final solution, which is moving all this authority to the local COGS, councils of government. And then they want their crisis, because when the crisis comes, those Soviets, these COGS, these regional agencies are in place. They're ready. They just need to provoke a riot. They want the damage. They want violence. They don't want to go to this coming election. And we need people in the Secret Service and the FBI and the police and the state, you know, highway patrols and all these guys that understand this. They, you know, they've got to spend some time at the hearth and reading a few books to see.
But if you look at these people, you know, through the eyes of a medical doctor, psychiatrist, when I see people like Ocasio-Cortez, I see a wide-eyed person that thinks that somehow narcissistically they're wiser than everyone, that socialism will be the immediate internal salve to the country to fix everything, that we don't need to have a dialogue about what is health care. For example, our health care system in not only America but every country is wrong. Our system of actually creating jobs is wrong. Our industry is based on the industry we've allowed our country to be stripped and sent everywhere in the world. And yet, even then, people don't realize in 5 to 7 years, much of the so-called blue-collar industry is going to go away with robotics, artificial intelligence, etc. People aren't ready for it.
And then when the Soviet Union was butchering people left and right, when Stalin killed so many of his generals that when Hitler, you know, turned on him, it took him forever to regain balance with all the aid coming from, you know, Alaska and the U.S. and, you know, up through the Mediterranean and everything else to save his butt. But it was the New York Times, Walter Duranty, that was reporting time after time that the Soviet Union was a heaven. Everything was fine. There wasn't all these deaths and purges and genocide happening. And the same with Walter and Victor Reuther. There's a letter by Victor Reuther to his brother Walter Reuther, a huge union leader that was marching along with the king and all the rest of them. And it says from Vic to Walter, it's here's for Soviet America. So these guys knew better. These are the ones working with or are the elite. And the same things, the same lies are being covered up now by the...
Yeah, but people like Ocasio-Cortez, you got to understand, these are not just socialists. They want a totalitarian control state. It's like when Gorbachev arrived in San Francisco to work at the centers there, actually as an educator after the fall of the Soviet Union. He actually realized that the totalitarian Presidio, he realized that the control matrix that had been built with the bankers and these secret orders and everybody was more tight than they had in the Soviet Union. And they didn't have to kill a giant section of their population to instill it. That's not good, though. America, basically, the swamp is very deep. That's why when we see the arrogant attitude, when I saw this arrogant attitude of Rosenstein, it's not an anomaly to have Andy McCabe or these other people. The entire intel agencies, the entire bankers, the entire Wall Street, they're all malignantly corrupt. It's not just a little top surface 1 millimeter. They're all bad, aren't they?
Well, they're playing with us. You know, these Rick Warren churches and these Solowinski churches and these
right.
labor unions.
They're all linked.
They're...
So let's continue with our dialogue. We perhaps can do some video. If you have some emails that you want to go over right after the today's session, we can do a quick video that goes up to you, to Vimeo, a live video. Do you have any audio, any emails you want to send over today, Gary?
Yeah, I've got this one set that I'm preparing for a Save Democracy program put on by one of the Rick Warren churches. And interesting, one of the speakers, is his name is Dan Schnur, S-C-H-N-U-R, and
right.
he was the director of the Unruh Institute. Unruh was a politician in California known for his heavy hand, and he was referred to as Big Daddy Unruh. And one of his quotes, for instance, says that money is the mother's milk of politics.
Right.
And the other one that says, if you can't eat their food, drink their booze, screw their women, take their money, and then vote against them, you got no business being up here.
Right.
So, I mean, these guys are really tough, but when they go before the churches, they're going to tell everybody how to behave and, you know, do community work, et cetera, et cetera. They have no idea that this guy worked for John McCain, who's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Right.
Or that he worked for...
What about people like Ocasio-Cortez or people like Al Green? We talked about this in the second hour with Keith Rogers. He's a Muslim. It's not just whether he's a Muslim or not. It's much more. The uber-left and the Democratic Party are not only unhinged, they're evil. Evil meaning they don't want a dialogue with the other side. They want to destroy America. They don't know how they can afford everything, but they're going to promise people the sky with nothing to provide for it. It's just plain evil. And they don't want a dialogue. This guy Green has 60 Democrats, I think three or four times at least, has actually filed for impeachment of Donald Trump with no basis whatsoever, no grounds for impeachment. Believe me, if they could get enough members, they create it out of thin air. And this is all Mueller is there for. He's not there to find the truth about Hillary Clinton and her emails or Uranium One. He's not there to find out if Russia manipulated her election, which he found no evidence. He's there to get impeachable material. That's why he wants to interview Trump. So if Trump just makes a wrong shading of an answer to a question, he's going to call it obstruction for justice and a basis for impeachment. He won't do it. He'll just hand over the evidence to Al Green and the other maniacs and the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans that don't want to support Trump, right?
Yeah. This is behavioral training that they've done to the crowds out there in order to cover the coup d'etat that the more sophisticated people are doing.
Right.
For instance, like, you know, the slow Fabian socialists have been probably as effective as you know, the violent communists. And, of course, their emblem is the sheep in wolf's clothing, and it's more like arsenic and old lace, where the old ladies, you know, you don't feel threatened or anything else, but they put a drop or two in your tea every day, just like when they go to the, you know, these purpose-driven churches, they're getting their dose of community action and Sovietization and be part of the community, and, you know, you don't need rights if we're going to protect you. So these people are giving up their individual rights, submitting their futures to the planners. And those planners don't have a very good plan for them unless they're healthy and contributing to the state. After that, you've got your death panels. Basically, any bureaucrat that's providing government care can off you. You don't need a committee. Just the bureaucrat can take care of you right then and there. If you're not,
this is what happened in Britain, and this is what I come to America too. We see it in Canada. I mean, I saw it firsthand in Canada. Any socialist country will kill you if it costs too much. And they also make sure you're not born with Down syndrome or any gene defect. So the fact is, we have to understand what's going on. It's not really health care. I call it pre-embalming care. Same thing with social services. It's not to keep families together and make families a positive place for young men and women to grow up so you don't have violent societies. No, it's to break up society, keep them in subsistence, keep them down on the farm so they continue voting, say, Democrat, just to keep the Democrats in power so they continue to kind of wallow in their own glory and continue to live off the teat of corruption. The teat of corruption is very, very deep in the Democratic Party and the Rhino Republicans. What Ryan will do when he leaves his speakership tells me that he probably will be involved deeply with, like, David Boren and his group, his wife's family, and some corrupt organization where he'll get a lot of money, act as a consultant for somebody or somewhere, and a lot of people just like Valerie Jarrett. She makes billions of dollars acting as a consultant. Even while she was managing Obama, she had this consulting company that made billions of dollars every year. I mean, this is pretty damned obscene, isn't it?
Exactly. And that's where the real power is. Again, the people that are put up on the stage are managed by the stage manager and the producers behind the scenes. And the scenes are manufactured.
Right.
Literally, when you've got these false flag events happening around the country that are designed to... It's interesting that these same false flags occur in Australia and England and other places to harmonize, to have the same laws everywhere, to inculcate the same beliefs and the same reactions in all places. The fact that you see people in a local community on a local TV set and somebody on, a national network and somebody else on cable, and they all have the same phrase, literally, this is organized conspiracy to control you and the schools, your children.
Well, here in California, I call it Communifornia. Do you like that term? It basically is a situation where they want to force vaccinate us with, like, Richard Pan. 2 years from now, by the way, and Trump's going to have to deal with this before 2020, the law for the national ID comes to national ID 2020 in 2 years. Before the 2020 fall elections, that's 2 years and 4 or 5 months from now, 6 months from now. And what we're dealing with is a situation where they're going to force vaccinate us, put us in the matrix, give us trackable biometric IDs. I mean, this is really bad. It was hatched during George Bush's era, never mentioned during Obama's era. And now with Trump, he's reauthorized the martial law that actually is since 1933, the fact that they suspended the Constitution. If he's a constitutionalist, why doesn't he come clean and say, you know what, I'm going to stop reauthorizing this when it comes up next year, and I'm going to come clean on the fact that we have basically functionally suspended the Constitution while he's entertaining putting a new constitutional attorney. How about we talk about the fact that the constitutional system itself has been suspended, right?
Yep. Now, one thing that came out of his mouth, I saw it on C-SPAN within the last week or so. I never thought I'd see a president say it, but he was offering the possibility of the penny plan being a way to reduce expenditures. And that's literally amazing. I mean, you take a penny from every department, every budget for 4 or 5 years, you've got things under control.
Yeah, the penny plan. So, okay, show us how that would work.
Well, just every year, one thing from every department. You don't make new budgets that expand. You cut it by 1%. But between inflation and a 5 or 6 year period of time, you've cut that budget way down, and the economy should be really cooking. You need 8 cylinders.
Well, that's one of the things the government always does. They expand the budget because they expand the government workers. If you look at the government workers' unions and so on, one big blow that recently happened to the Supreme Court where they don't have to sign in to put their money into supporting Democrats, for example. But it's not just Democrats. There's Rhino Republicans there that are working on the globalist side too, isn't there? People like John McInsane and Ryan and many others that aren't really going to support Trump. And Trump should campaign against them. He should actually start picking off his own people in his party that aren't going to support Trump in his agenda between now and 2018 and 2020 when he's running for re-election.
Yeah, well, the Congressman Amo Houghton, he's born in New York City, but you look up, he went to St. Paul's School, which is one of the 10 school administration organization schools. That's where they groom people to work for the world order. He was the one that founded Main Street Republicans, and when I looked in the catalog of Skull and Bones members, there's about four Houghtons in that particular network. I don't know if he's CFR. He probably is, but he's the one that put together Main Street Republicans, and between the Main Street Republicans and the Ripon Society, that was those Republicans that voted for that second bill.
Yeah, exactly. Amazing.
But these guys can be ferreted out and never say.
Well, I think you're helping. Your lists are helping. Put it together. Get that email over to me in a few minutes. We'll do some instantaneous video recording and put up the video over our channel, which is a second down on Shop by Products of Nutramedical. They can log on and go to vimeo.com/Nutramedical1 is our special webpage over at Vimeo, where they can watch it live or rebroadcast. It's instantaneous. Thank you, Gary. You've done an amazing job. We'll be talking to you in a couple.
The two workers I've got, and then I'm going to do a quick proofread before I send it to you. It's about 10 pages, and then I'll call you.
Or you can call give me a call on my cell phone. Yeah, I'll call you in, say, 10 or 20 minutes. Take care.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.